Hey, the new home of the New York Mets, Citi Field. Named after Citigroup, hosted its first regular season game last night, and the home field advantage did not save the Mets from losing to the San Diego Padres 6-5. Maybe one result is not so important, though, because the Mets have spent hundreds of millions of dollars to bring fans an experience that transcends the outcome on the field. Here's NPR's Mike Pesca.
Last night, two grown men played catch in a brand new park as 42,000 people looked on.
Tom Seaver, it's your pitch.
Former Met and Hall of Fame pitcher Tom Seaver threw Citi Field's ceremonial first pitch to former Met and soon-to-be Hall of Fame catcher Mike Piazza. But the real first pitch began in 1995 when the team's owners proposed a new ballpark to be built in the parking lot of Shea Stadium, a venue whose charm was mostly in its lack of charm. Through two different mayors and many iterations, the Mets were content to draft on the Yankees' ambition with a hey us too whenever talk turned to new stadium construction. This week, as their brothers from another borough are set to open the new $1.5 billion Yankee Stadium, the Mets find themselves with an $800 million facility of their own. Taxpayer-supported Citigroup's $400 million naming rights payment will defray some cost. Top ticket prices of almost $700 will, too. The pair of tickets Bernard Madoff surrendered cracked $1,000 at auction. Those are in Section 11. But the appeal of the ballpark, which is a third smaller than Shea, can best be understood from Section 538. So here you are, sitting in the worst seat in Citi Field. How bad is it?
Not bad at all. You can still see mostly everything, and then you got the TVs up here, which help out a lot also. So either way, it works out good.
Justin Widerhall was appreciating the views during a Mets exhibition game last Friday. When he craned his neck to the left, he saw the stadium's new wiffle ball diamond behind the center field scoreboard.
That is awesome right there.
Right next to that is the barbecue restaurant Blue Smoke. Next to that, the Shake Shack. The lines at Citi Field's Shake Shack are actually shorter than the Shack's Madison Square Park iteration. Will Price, who happens to be a chef at New York's renowned gastropub, The Spotted Pig, was eating up the ballpark.
Well, I ate over there at the Mexican stand over there, and it was unbelievable. I had the triple taco platter. I've never eaten so well while enjoying a ball game in my life.
That old Mets ditty about hot dogs, green grass, all at a Shea.
Hot dogs, green grass, all at a Shea.
Will have to be changed to lobster rolls and heirloom pork porchetta at Citi Field, available mainly to the well-heeled. But there are populist touches, too. Relatively inexpensive standing room tickets will be sold, and the Jackie Robinson Rotunda has nary a mention of the Mets, just a reverence for the barrier-breaking Brooklyn Dodger. Standing inside the stadium gateway, Althea Franklin was awed.
Being a person of color, it really is great. You know, Yankee Stadium has monument feel, but this is different because Jackie Robinson transcended all of this. It wasn't just baseball. He had an impact on, you know, we have a black president now. All that's part of it.
It's a remarkable thing for a baseball stadium to evoke such thoughts. Now, the challenge is for the baseball team within to avoid a third consecutive late-season collapse and deliver on their park's promise of good times to come. Mike Pesca, NPR News, New York.